test recording. I'll just go and fucking do it. A treatise on nothingness and its state of being. A study of the world that never was. Nothing. Noun. Not anything. Naught. Something that is non-existent. Nothingness. Noun. The state of being nothing. Lack of being non-existence. Something insignificant or without value. Nobody. Noun. No person. Not anyone. A person of non-importance, influence, or power. What remains after an intelligent being's heart is removed. Introduction. To both lack distinction and yet be ever-present is the defining feature of those things made up of nothing. How do we make peace with these at odds concepts? Contradictions are not uncommon in the universe, but to be both nothing and something is a contradiction at the most basic level. Yet the truth is in front of us, physical and tangible. Nothingness can be seen, touched, and spoken with. This study aims to clarify what nothingness is and how its contradictions work within our universe. As the most tangible example of nothingness, all work was performed on the world that never was. As an entire world made of nothingness, the world that never was provided the greatest opportunity to define nothingness beyond the intangible. Above all, we believe that a complete understanding of nothingness is impossible without experience, but as the author does not desire to suffer loss of organ or life, they have limited themselves to what can be seen and theorized. The conclusion reached is thus. Nothingness, as used in regards to a universal existence, refers to a lack of heart and the void left by such absence, rather than a true lack of being. For further reading on the physical specifics of nobodies, see Dr. E. Iskow's report, Nobodies, An Anatomical Study. The World That Never Was, Areas of Interest. In attempting to study an entire world, one must prioritize those areas most relevant to the study being undertaken. In the case of this report, the following were prioritized. The central square, the residential homes and shopfronts, the castle. Given further time and funding, the author would expand this study to as much of the world as could be safely traversed. When studying a concept such as nothing that has grown into an entire world, one can never be too thorough. As the central square of the city is the core of the world, it was the primary focus of this study. As if I'm getting funding in the first place. The World That Never Was, Central Square. The dominant edifices of the world that never was are the great, looming buildings that make up the bulk of the world. Largely made of stone and concrete, these buildings are built in square shapes, with only slight variations. Considered a more modern design, these buildings speak to a well-populated city with strong technological development. One of the most defining aspects of the world that never was a city is the use of neon signs and lights. This contrasts sharply with the dark stone and ever-present night. The air fairly buzzes in between the bouts of rain, the neon signs never running out of power. Such energy cannot come from nothing, but as with the writing of this paper, no source for the power has yet been found. Perhaps it is further evidence of the truth that this world, like its people, are but memories replaying. Further evidence to support this claim can be found in the square itself. In one corner of the square, blocking a side road, is a crashed vehicle. The road beside it is marked by skid marks, and the tire and front fender show clear signs of this swerve and subsequent crash. Yet the engine is cold, and the truck undisturbed. No effort has been made to take the cargo from the back, nor clear the truck to free the road. Why? This author posits that no resident of the world that never was crashed the truck, but rather that it is a memory formed as part of the world, as a world made of memory echoes, those fragments still clinging to and defining the nobodies. The world that never was is shaped by these fleeting fragments. As the nobodies wander the empty streets, the world reflects the familiar back to them. While every world is different, the commonalities draw together similar shapes. However, what creates the dominant look of this world has yet to be determined. shops and residences. Those buildings that frame the central square are not simple shells. The signs outside that indicate shops are truthful. Several empty storefronts can be entered, and there are products on the shelves. Nothing alive or perishable is present, but boxes of devices and other supplies are lined up. Occasionally a dusk, footnote, a nobody that lacks distinguishing features and considered the most base form, as defined by E.S. Scald, was observed entering one of these shops. They would move through and then exit without taking anything. Above many of the shops and further up the buildings are actual homes, small dwellings of a couple of rooms. They are furnished with the usual beds, closets, chairs, and kitchen devices. They are in many differing styles. I posit that this is where the individual memories of the nobodies really began to shape the space. However, unlike the shops, the dusks never enter these dwellings. They limit their visits to the shops and the castle. The reason for this is unclear. As the dusks are incapable of speech, there is no possibility of interview. Perhaps it is base instinct to avoid too much of a reminder of what they have lost. This is pure conjecture, so we will set it aside for another study at another time. If a certain E.S. Scald would like to collaborate on this. The world that never was, the castle. See also the castle that never was. The world that never was cuts a dramatic silhouette from its low streets to the towering skyscrapers topped in neon, yet still the castle that rises above it all towers with an energy that is hard to define. Access was limited. No road connected the city to the castle. Entry was gained for this study only by the assistance of one already familiar with this world. Footnote, name not included in this report due to lack of relevance to the study and by request. In direct contrast to the dark stoned sky of the world that never was, the castle is made entirely of white and light grey. It also seems to be of metal construction. It's a maze inside, with halls that seem to circle all round. Though perhaps it is simply a matter of being misdirected by the white walls and similarly shaped halls. There are large open sections inside as well. It seems as if entire wings are hollow, with only a few paths through them. If only an interview with those that called the castle home were possible, much of the castle's shaping would be better understood. It does not match the rest of the world at all, yet the dusks move in and out of it as though they are retracing old paths. But those nobodies that were the most human, footnote, and nobody given no other name. They appear human and act like they are, but they lack their hearts, and much of their actions are based on the memory of who they used to be, E.S. Scald, are no longer in residence. Those rooms that match a more common dwelling have small personal touches. They're closely gathered, too. Most are grouped into the same few halls. A large relaxation room with several couches and large windows overlooking the city also appears to have been commonly tread. Whoever the nobodies who lived here were, they preferred human comforts. Conclusion. Nothingness is referred to as a void, a lack of something vital. Nobodies are defined as those that lack hearts. In truth, nothingness is a lack of humanity, not a lack of physicality. Throughout the world that never was, there was plenty to see, and the world itself exists. Instead, the nothingness is the lack of heart. Footnote. For a full definition and understanding of heart, another study must be undertaken, seen throughout the world that never was, as well as the nobodies. While the world that never was appears no different from a normal world, the lack of heart results in an eerie void, where humanity should be and is sharply felt for its absence. Whatever might come of the world that never was in the future, all that remains now are shades, playing in the twittered memories of what they used to feel. Study recovered by Bookworm Alley. Read by Sam Gabriel.